The end of another long week is here. That means it's time for the Left of Lansing Friday Short with Pat Johnston.
Here's the Friday Short for May 22nd of 2026. So-called independent Mike Duggan is out of Michigan's gubernatorial race. The former Democratic mayor of Detroit made the announcement on Thursday that he was stepping down after coming to terms with the facts and the numbers. In a letter to his supporters, Duggan said the latest Detroit regional chamber poll showing him down 11 points to the Democratic frontrunner, Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, and the fact that he still wasn't able to compete in fundraising numbers despite getting heavy support from MAGA Epstein class supporters and donors, Mike Duggan realized that his bid to be Michigan's next governor would never happen. Duggan said that he got into the race as an independent in an effort to break through and change Michigan's toxic party politics. I'll get to that in a moment. But Duggan said he came to the conclusion that Democrats and independents in Michigan, just as we're seeing across the entire country, are unified in their anger against Trump's war in Iran. And thanks to that war, gas prices are now above $5 a gallon. Duggan noted that the momentum is with the Democrats right now, and he clearly saw that to be the case when Democrat Chedra Green collected 60% of the vote in that special election race for the state Senate seat in Saginaw Bay and Midland counties last month. And because of such a unified distaste for Dear Leader Trump amongst Democrats and independents, Duggan would never be able to match campaign donations to that of the Democratic Party or even the MAGA Republican Party. So Mike Duggan is out. But I still don't think that he really understands why he never fully caught on. And I'll also say that I think some of the pundits in the Michigan political media intelligentsia also are still wondering why he never caught on, since they were very high on his campaign. As I noted, Mike Duggan said that he wanted to break through and end Michigan's toxic political system in Lansing. The problem for Mike Duggan, though, is that he misdiagnosed where the toxicity is coming from. Actually, I do believe Mike Duggan knows damn well where the toxicity is coming from, but he tried to be coy in ignoring it. Sure, the political parties are far apart right now, and that's going to be the case when one party is driven on a white Christian nationalist and fascist agenda. So, of course, on that reason alone, the parties are going to be far apart. And that Mike Duggan ran on being able to get both Democratic and MAGA Republican voters really meant to me and many others out there that he was A-OK being associated with those from the fascist MAGA movement. I mean, Mike Duggan gladly accepted MAGA billionaire cash and touted that as a reason as to why he could work across the aisle. It was such an asinine statement, because what it illustrated to voters is how he was always willing to play the same game, the same corporate toxicity that has dominated Lansing for so many decades. You see, Mike Duggan tried to play working class voters by saying he wanted to fix the toxic political game in Lansing, but what voters are truly turned off by is the toxic corporate takeover in Lansing. You never heard Mike Duggan ever express that giant concern, that elephant in the room during his campaign. And it makes sense, though, because we know during his time as CEO at the Detroit Medical Center, Mike Duggan sat and watched union workers lose their jobs while he continued to make millions. We also know that Mike Duggan became a champion of billionaire tech bros and their data centers, saying that Michigan needed them whether we are ready or not. It seemed like Mike Duggan simply wanted to continue the corporate welfare gravy train in Lansing, just as he did for developers like billionaire Dan Gilbert in Detroit. Mike Duggan promised no change from the current corporate corruption that's run Lansing here for far too long. And by the way, was Mike Duggan a champion of the Mop Up Michigan ballot initiative that could bar DTE and Consumers Energy and Blue Cross and Blue Shield from contributing to campaigns? I don't recall him ever saying anything in support of that ballot initiative. So I'm going to say Mike Duggan was a no on that one. And by the way, let's not forget how a former DTE chairman worked as Duggan's campaign policy guru. Mike Duggan tried to play the mythical moderate in the race, as he really believed, as many corporate and establishment Democratic leaders believe, that you must campaign from this so-called mythical center. But his voters learned how he stood for nothing, which is really what the mythical center is all about. And when they learned that he really just stood for enriching the corporate power structure in Lansing, which is again what the mythical center is all about, working class voters began fleeing Mike Duggan. The working class is in a populist mood, and Mike Duggan wasn't promising a shift to strengthen Michigan workers. He was promising that he wouldn't overturn the Betsy DeVos and the rest of the Epstein class's apple cart in Lansing. That didn't really inspire a whole lot of working class voters, and they rejected Mike Duggan so much that he had to end his putrid campaign before the month of June. So much for the mythical middle, when you refuse to stand up for workers, when you refuse to stand up for real principles. And so much for the mythical middle, when it's obvious to everyone that you just want to serve the corporate class. So long, Mike Duggan. We're now seeing why you chose to run as a so-called independent while trying to court MAGA voters and contributors. You had no support from Democrats, no support from progressives, and no support from independents. You only had support from the corporate MAGA forces. That is why his campaign failed. Leftoflansing at gmail.com is the best way to reach me. Follow me on the socials, subscribe to the show on the YouTube, and subscribe and give a good 5-star review of Michigan's premier progressive podcast. Visit us on patreon.com/leftoflansing and consider a small donation to the show. Have a safe weekend, everyone, and take the battle to them.